Hello. Y'all, it's not dark in here. It's spring. I'm so excited. I just realized right before I started this call. Oh my gosh, it's usually dark this time of day when I do these calls. So, hello. Come on in. Welcome to our mid-month call. Let me make sure I'm recording. Y'all, I did a little Zoom update today and it all looks different. It looks different. Hello, Miss Janet. Thank you. Thank you. Let me know you can hear me and see me and all the things. I am Coach Betsy. Let me change my name real quick. Oh, that looks different too. Zoom keeps us on our toes, y'all. As always, as always. All right. Hello, Miss Lori. How are you? And Caitlin and Susan. Yeah, you'll let me know where you're from. I love it. I am from Arkansas, from Wisconsin, Mary Jo. A lot of people assume I'm in Nashville because I work for No BS, but I am actually in Little Rock, Arkansas. It is, oh my goodness, Anne's in Spain. I have some family in Spain right now. I'm not sure exactly where they are, but yeah, it's been a little chillier today. We've had a little cold front move through, maybe the last little bit of winter come through, and then it's going to be like 85 later this week. So it's the joys of spring and all the weather and all the things. So anyway, welcome everyone. Oh, Helen has family in Little Rock. Awesome. Awesome. Oh my gosh. I just love seeing where all of you all are from because it's just such a reminder of our amazing community and how we're all the same, right? Doesn't matter where we live or where we're from or how we grew up, right? We have this commonality. And I think just sometimes we just need to remind ourselves that we're not alone. Right? We're not the only ones. Sometimes that can really, really weigh us down because we feel so alone and we think we're the one broken one, and we never are, right? And we're never broken, period. But you're never alone. Think about it. Think about it. You are never alone in OBS. There is somebody in that Facebook group at 3 in the morning. So just remember that, and really, I like to practice some gratitude. I like to practice some gratitude, for just this amazing little corner of the internet that we found. Thank y'all for about my glasses. They're definitely their look. They're larger than I've ever had, and but I'm kind of getting into them. And they're these pair eyewear, see, where it's like clear. And then it's green, and you can get different frames. It's pretty cool. So, pair eyewear needs to give me some money because I keep recommending them to people. So, all right, I could sit here and chit chat with y'all all day, but we are here to talk about how to stop fucking around with the same 5 pounds. It's funny, That reminds me, I had a call with my coach the other day, and we were actually looking at my calendar because she was helping me with some time management stuff, and she's not a member of No BS, but I had this call on my calendar, and she was laughing because she said, "I see that how to stop fucking around call on your calendar. This is the realities of working for No BS is." Sometimes I'm doing a how to stop fucking around call on a Monday afternoon. So that's why I love my job. So here's what I want to do, y'all. I want to keep things really simple. I could, teach something and, do all of this, but the best teacher is always you. And I don't know you, right? I know me. And of course, I can get to know you. And by the way, if you all want to, this is an open coaching call, so you can definitely raise your hand to be coached. But I want to see if maybe you can learn a little bit from yourself today. First off, I want to see who is fucking around with 5 pounds or 2 pounds, or I had a private client today that I'm going to talk about in a minute who's fucking around with just 0.2. She keeps going up 0.2 and down 0.2. So I want to see some thumbs up. All right. I see me's and I see I am. All right. So the best source of wisdom is you. Okay. So here's what I want y'all to do in the chat for me. I want to talk about one of my favorite things that I talk about here in No BS, and it's called low hanging fruit. Okay. And if you visualize, I like to visualize like a tree with, not grapes, because grapes aren't really like, grapes are on vines. They're not necessarily on trees. Maybe like apples or oranges, right? And I want you to picture a tree that is full of, let's say, oranges. And it's so full that there are branches that are just weighed down and weighed down, right? And I want you to think about walking up to that tree, and which orange would be the easiest to pull off. That's what I mean by low-hanging fruit, right? We want to reach out for the easiest thing that could make a difference in getting out of this fucking around with the same 5 pound cycle. And like I said, you are your best source of wisdom. I can throw some ideas out there. I can, suggest all kinds of things to you. But if we really check in with ourselves, we know. We know. So what is y'all's low-hanging fruit? Easy peasy, orange squeezy. Lori. And I see you had your hand raised, Lori, I think. If you want to get coached, raise your hand. All right, somebody said water. If I'm going to suggest something, y'all, this is what I always come back to. Because water is not just good for hydration. Water brings us back to ourselves, brings us back to some attention of what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. It also brings back attention to our bodies and our hunger and enough signals. Water does way more than just, check a box or hydrate you. And okay, Lori said no. Okay. Sleep and water. And y'all, and by the way, I want y'all to be specific. Okay. If you say water, tell me how much, just because I want you to remind yourself how much. How much is doable? And don't just be like, no, well, y'all say 64, so it should be 64. That's not low, the low hanging fruit if you're not, if you haven't ever drank 64, or if you're not currently at a place where you're drinking 64, y'all. I'm at a place where I have this. My goal is to have this every day. It's 40 ounces. I'm just a 40 ounce girl right now, and I'm okay with that. Okay. And so y'all post and let me know kind of your best guess at the low hanging fruit. And here's the thing. And I'll kind of read some of these off. And by the way, don't forget, raise your hand for coaching. Let's let it feel not good enough. Let's let it feel like it's not enough. Let's just let that be there. Okay. Let's just let that old familiar, but it's not enough. I should be doing all the things. I should be farther along by now. Y'all, I've heard it all. Ain't nothing new around here. Let's let that be there. Let it have its say. And let's pull that piece of fruit anyway and walk away from the tree for now. Okay? Because we know. I love this. Actually, I love this visual of the tree, because think about it. You can only hold so many oranges at one time. I want y'all to just pull that one orange, that one juicy, squeezy, easy peasy orange, and squeeze and get as much juice out of it as you can before you move on to the next thing. Okay? That's how this works. That's how this works. All right. So let me see what y'all got. And sleep, if you're talking about sleep, let's get specific about what is super doable for you there too. Because here's the thing, y'all, if we just set ourselves up for 64 ounces or 8 hours of sleep, and we've been getting 30 ounces and 4 hours of sleep, it's not doable. You're setting yourself up to fail. Okay? So make it super, super doable. Mary says, I just need to up protein and track my food to verify under eating during the day. It appears to be driving nighttime eating. Okay. How much protein, Mary? Just start with a number. You can always up it. But how much protein and then tracking your food is just a practice, right? I mean, and but you got to be clear on how you're going to do that. Okay. So is that just in a piece of paper? Is that on habit tracker? Is that, what does that look like? Okay. Because this is how we either like do stuff or we don't, y'all. We talk about it, but if we're not getting specific with how we're going to pull that orange off the tree and walk away with it and squeeze it out, then we just stay stuck. Okay. Lori says stopping at enough at dinner, maybe not the lowest hanging fruit, but the largest. Okay. So let's get more specific with you, Lori. What is that specific, like a number of days? What works for you to stop it enough, right? Is it halftime method? Is it getting up out off, getting up away from the table and putting your dishes up? What really works for you specifically to stop it enough at dinner? Okay, y'all see how I'm getting more specific? Janet said, just filling up my water cup and having it around me is enough to start sipping and bringing me back. Yes. Okay, so you're just going to keep filling up that water cup. Switching to a 17-ounce mug has helped me not feel as overwhelmed with getting the 64 ounces in. Okay, I love it. So you're just keep filling up that mug, right? And making it doable, making it doable. Adding one bottle of water per day, which will be 5 bottles total for the day. Love it, Susan. Nice and specific. Mary says I'm looking at 60 to 70 in protein, which is more. I have a planner I track with. Okay. So you've got a good specific number and a method, right, of how you're going to track. Susan says, I set up a drink plan in my notes app. How much in the morning, afternoon, and evening to focus on spacing it all out? Yeah. But here's the thing, y'all. You don't have to space it out. Okay. You can drink the entire thing in one sitting. I mean, you'd have to pee quite a bit, right? But do not overthink these rules that you may have heard or seen or whatever. I mean, yeah, like we probably want to space it out a little bit, but there's nothing wrong with some guzzling. And, like for me with this, I mean, I want to be about halfway done at lunch and, the rest of it. Actually, before dinner is ideal, and then I just have a little bit to drink at dinner. But y'all, I've been getting up at night and peeing twice at night. And like, I was a one pee girl. Now it's twice. And I'm like, what the heck? So I'm really starting to kind of experiment with stopping drinking earlier in the evening so that I do not. And like I take pills at night, and sometimes I fall asleep on the couch, and then I don't take my pills until right before I go to bed. So I'm really trying to practice taking my pills like at dinner time, so that I'm drinking the water earlier. So, all right. And then Lori said to set my intention before starting to eat to stop it enough. Okay, so this is how she's gonna practice stopping it enough. Setting her intention. slowing down so she can get her enough signals, then to honor the signal instead of blowing past it. Okay. So you said slow down so I can get my enough signals. Do you need any like kind of reminders? Do you need any like little kind of interrupters? Because I'm just thinking kind of what I do is, y'all, I get up out of my chair as soon as I know I'm at enough. I get that food out of my face. I am just not going to sit there with food in front of me when I know I'm at enough. If at all possible. And my sweet husband, he's just sitting there eating away because he's pretty big member of the clean plate club most of the time. And but he doesn't care. But it's like, nope, I'm getting this food thrown away, put away as soon as I can because I know I'm at enough. And so I'm just not going to do that. I'm not going to do that because I know what I will do. I will pick at it, or I'll have like one more bite. And so that's what helps me. Put your napkin on your plate. Put your napkin over your plate. And that's a great little hack for like at restaurants and stuff like that, where you aren't able to get up and take your plate anywhere. But at restaurants, you can, get up, excuse yourself, and go to the bathroom for a minute. Sometimes even just pushing your plate away just an inch or two from yourself is enough of a message to your brain that you're done. Okay, so. All right, I want to hear some more low-hanging fruit. I want to hear some more oranges. What are your oranges? Oh, here comes my husband. Home from work. And then we've got Kathleen. So let's talk to Kathleen. But I'd love to hear some more low-hanging fruit. And y'all, this is it. This is how this works. Okay? So it's again, you have the knowledge, you have the wisdom. And it's just letting it be enough. But here's the thing, if you don't know, if you're confused about why you're playing around with the same few pounds, that's when I want you to raise your hand or reach out in the Q&A. If you are really confused, or if you just don't know, or you need some suggestions, I'm here for that too. Okay. All right, Kathleen, let's see what you got. Okay.
You see
Hello.
me?
Oh, can you pull over?
I am working on it.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting you to call me so soon. I thought,
Oh,
oh, there'll be a
well,
lot of
I should have given you a warning, but here, let me, okay, you just drive for a minute, okay? And then I'm gonna just read a few more of the chat, and then we'll do some coaching. So Anne says she puts a dose of creatine in her cup, which would help her drink the entire thing before the end of the day. Amazing. Megan says I take my own Tupperware out to eat. I put part of the meal away before I even begin to eat. Gets the hard part over with, and it's more environmentally friendly. Amazing. If y'all aren't there yet, you can always ask for a to-go box ahead of time, right? That's another one of our really good pro tips is just, get the box ahead of time. Let's see. Janet says she goes for a quick walk outside and listens to a 365 to get herself refocused. So is that Janet, is that your kind of your low-hanging fruit? So let me know about that. And then Helen says, my trick at the restaurant is to order and ask for a to-go box. That's what I said. Yeah. I cut portions in half for me and put the other half in the box and pack it up to go. Yeah. So that's an amazing idea. And okay, Kathleen's gonna get parked here. So, and then we'll get to her. Anybody else that wants to raise their hand, go right ahead. But yeah, so the thing is, so I wanted to tell y'all also about my private client that I was talking to today. I was telling her that I was doing this call tonight and I said, what should I talk about? Because she's the one that's playing around with like 0.2 pounds kind of up and down. And she said, It doesn't have to be a big sweeping change. And I said, yes, that's right. I think a lot of times when we have been playing around with the same amount, amount of weight, and we just haven't had that that scale going down consistently, we can just get, we can start to feel discouraged. We can just start to kind of beat ourselves down a little bit. And then our brain kind of says, well, if we're not doing very good, then we need a big solution to fix this. But that's not true, right? It's not true. The answer here is not a big sweeping change, not a big overhaul of your food. It is this low-hanging fruit, one orange at a time. Okay, Kathleen, what you got? Love your hair, by the way, and I love that it matches your shirt. I mean, you are so coordinated. It's not even funny.
I just did this. I'm turning 60 on the 18th, and I just decided to do something different with my
It.
hair.
I love it. It's amazing. And happy birthday. It's just in a couple of days.
Thank you. So I kind of had a goal to lose more weight than I have by this birthday. I've had some, I've been up and down, like within the same poundage, like, and I'm on a GLP-1. I just got discouraged because I know this is like stupid in a way, but it's like I gained a pound last week. And then this morning I stepped on the scale, and I've lost a half a pound, almost a half a pound. So that's kind of what's happening. I was out of town this weekend, and I'm just having trouble like getting mentally. I know it's my mentals. It's not like a, it's not a mystery. When I gain a pound, something, it's not like what happened. I mean, I know it's because I eat late at night, especially. I can be an emotional eater. Also the habit, especially at night. So I think it gets overwhelming and it gets frustrating, because I'm like,
I
I
want to go
just.
back to why you said it was stupid. I'm always kind of like, that brings up my little antenna. What did you think was stupid about what you described
Just
about weighing?
that, like I know you're not supposed to get upset that you gained a pound. Like, don't let the scale. But it's kind of like this. It's like, okay, it was a pound. It's not nothing, but it's also, if I'd lost a pound, I would have been happy.
You know what this brought up for me is like some of y'all's low-hanging fruit, or just one piece of it, right? That could be, one orange, right? That could be for some of you all is to only weigh once a week. And I'm not saying that's you necessarily, Kathleen, and we can talk about that, but I mean, it's funny how you call it stupid, right? But we have an entire course called Conquering the Scale. So you're.
That was about a week, and then I just
Okay.
weighed this morning, but I don't feel. I was thinking I might have good news, so I would. So and I had lost my.
But it's, I mean, it's, the more often we weigh, right? The more it's going to mess with us, right? I mean, it just does. I mean, we can work on kind of, our thoughts about it, but some of you all may that, again, another piece of low-hanging fruit might be to just keep, let's keep this weighing at once a week because otherwise it's a lot of mental energy that you're using. So, okay. But let's go back to kind of, there's no mystery here for you. What is your
Yeah, there's
low-hanging
not,
fruit?
I was gonna say this is getting my taxes done, because things that cause stress are can be a trigger, So and I can start that this afternoon.
Okay. It's interesting, right? That it's like, you're kind of starting to put your brain to work on. Like, it's not even, Like you're really kind of looking at the deeper things going on, right? Where it's like, okay, I'm eating at night, maybe because I am feeling stressed about my taxes, right? Let me just, I mean, if I can get those done, then that can, the dominoes don't fall, right? To eventually get to the nighttime eating. So that's something else y'all can think about is, are there things that you've been putting off? Are there things that you've been procrastinating on that you just need to get done? I swear I've been coaching a lot of people lately about these taxes. It's that time of year. You're not the only one. So, okay. So what else can you do to help you eat less at night? Because it sounds like that's really your is that your low-hanging fruit to
Well,
look at?
that's my issue. I don't know if that's low-hanging fruit, but that's one of my issues is eating. I eat too much at night. Also probably wine is empty calories, so making sure that that's in control, like I don't have to have wine every night. So I don't want to do that just out of habit or just because the bottle's open.
So let's kind of go back to again, like, what I said about low hanging fruit. Like I mean, it's low hanging because it's easy to, to grab, right? It's easy to, so what feels something that's really most doable for you? I mean, it could be the wine, it could be the eating at night. Is there anything else that could be easy to clean up that could be the first piece of low-hanging fruit?
Well, here's what happens. Like I'm thinking of this, like my birthday's coming up, so I want to go out to dinner. I want to have dessert, and then it seems like these things happen all the time, but I'm gonna have, I'm gonna go out to dinner. So I'm not gonna say that.
Well, no, and I mean,
So what am
we're not losing weight because we have, a birthday dinner, right, with dessert. So that's not, that's not the problem here, right? It's, or the thing to solve, right? What is kind of the day-to-day stuff that you can clean up?
I mean, definitely trying to get to sleep earlier, Those are things that I'm working on. I think also ways to break up the auto eating. I think it's very easy for me to put, I put a plate in front of me and I finish it. Part of it is maybe, and this is something I've talked about before, but I mean, we watch TV and stuff while we're eating usually. But it doesn't mean that I can't like pause, that I can't like maybe serve half a plate and
I was going to
then
say.
go back for the other half if I'm still hungry.
I like that. I think we're getting closer to, a real doable, like, piece of low hanging fruit where it's like, I'm just going to start serving half, right? And then I go sit down in front of the TV. We're not going to, we're not doing these big sweeping changes where all of a sudden we're, all sitting at the table in silence, right? No, let's do something that can just help me maybe eat a little bit less at dinner. And we know if you got to go back, if you got to leave the show, right, and go back into the kitchen and get more, you're less likely to if you're really not hungry for it.
Right. The other thing is, weirdly, and I've just started to, because I think Corinne's covering like the whole restriction pattern, which I tend to be too permissive with myself, but I've been realizing that I have like a lot of like, if I eat, like today I ate a tuna sandwich and baked chips, which is like not a big deal, but it's really easy for me to say, oh, you had those chips, those aren't good for you. Why'd you have those chips? Like I have It's like restrictive
It's
thinking.
yeah, that I think you're talking about mental restriction that we've been talking about, where it's like you're letting yourself have these things, but you're judging yourself still while you're eating them. Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I think so. That's part of it. It's
So
just so like, all I've been, I feel like I've been struggling for so long, and I'm always like, I've made some progress. Like, I beginning I lost like 35 pounds, gained it back, and then for the past year I've been kind of, I feel like I should be going faster because I'm on a GLP-1, and it's just not happening. That,
Yeah.
it's not
But
that
that is,
much.
I mean, that is actually a pretty simple thing to clean up, where it's like, oh, this is just where I think it should go faster, but I don't know that. Like, I mean, that's not a fact. I mean, it's a tool, yeah, that can be helpful for me, but I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and utilizing this tool at the same time, and weight loss will come if I just keep going.
Yeah, do I believe that though? Because I feel like I'm so all over the place. Like, I have so many ups and downs that I feel like I had a couple weeks this past month. I've had a couple weeks where I just was flat, and then last week I gained a pound, and that's like
But I think you're all over the place because, you know, like we're not staying with this one piece of low-hanging fruit, right, for long enough, and then getting good at that, and then adding on something else. That's how this works, y'all. It just doesn't work to try to do it all at one time. Maybe a couple of things, but I'm still sticking with one thing. And I think for you, it is this serving yourself half at dinner. And like I said earlier, I want that to feel not good enough. Or, you know, like not enough. I don't want it to, but it's probably going to, is what I mean. But this is how we either make progress or we don't, right? Is we got to stay with something long enough and then we add on something else. So half at dinner. How does that feel?
Yeah, not good enough.
Okay. So that means we're right on track. But here's the
It
thing. I mean, what'd you say?
does feel doable. I just have to stick with it.
Yeah. But that's the key is it feels doable. It feels doable. We just haven't tried, you know, we tried all this stuff that wasn't doable, right? Which is why we're, you know, you're where you are. And you probably just thought you could do it or thought you could just, you know, but it's like, nope, I tried that. I tried, you know, not doable. It didn't work. So I got to do something different. And so for at least the next, let's say, 2 weeks, your focus is serving half at dinner, and then you really, you know, you put in that pause just automatically to determine if you need more. Okay. And so here's what I suggest you do, or what I'd love for you to do, is reach out either in the Facebook group and tag me, or reach out and ask coaches and just, you know, put Betsy in the question. And I'd love to hear how you're doing with it. Okay.
I will do that
Let's
then.
do this. Let's do it differently. Let's just do it differently and see if we can start to move the needle a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, because I tend to think that, when I start feeling like, oh, I better get serious, and then I want to go on like a Weight Watchers type, like a very strict,
Get serious for a lot of people is code for big sweeping changes, right? Like my client said, it's y'all, we love to kind of dream about like making this big overhaul in our lives, and like, you know, it never works. It doesn't work long term, right? It might even work for a little while, but it's just too much for us. It's too much too soon. And it's new and shiny, so our brain kind of lights up with it. But it's not where we get results from. Right? So this low-hanging fruit, an orange at a time, is what I'm trying to advocate for. I mean, I know it worked for me. So,
Okay.
okay.
Great.
All
I'll
right. Well,
try
you
that.
keep me posted. And I'm so glad. And
All
happy birthday. This is an amazing gift you can give yourself, right? Is the, you know, is not good enough. Let me practice something that I believe is not good enough to see if it really is. So you could see this as an amazing birthday gift to yourself, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. See you, Kathleen. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Bring her back down. There we go. All right. Let's see what y'all said in the chat. And then I think we have Donna. I see you've got your hand raised. So I'll click on you next. Since I didn't give Kathleen a warning, I want to give you a little heads up. So, all right. So lots of to-go boxes at the restaurant. So my low-hanging fruit is set a timer for 20 minutes and pace my meal to take that long. Chew slowly, breathing when I do this. I find enough, no GERD, and stay full longer. Look at how that one piece of low-hanging fruit has so many benefits for Helen. Like she is more likely to find enough, she has less GERD, and she stays full longer. Like this is how this low-hanging fruit really makes sense. Because even with Kathleen and just the half at dinner, y'all, she is going to be, if she is paying attention at dinner and she's noticing more her enough signals, she's going to start noticing them more at other meals as well. This is how we figure out how something that feels not good enough is actually has way more benefits. We think it's not good enough because we think it's only for, you know, it's only going to help us at dinner, or it's only going to fill in the blank. But so much of these things that y'all are practicing are about awareness, right? They're about just noticing more. And y'all, when we direct our brain to notice at dinner, it's going to notice at other times too, for example. So that's such a good point that it's like one piece of low-hanging fruit can really, really have multiple benefits. Debbie says, I'll drink 50 to 56 ounces of water, like that specificity, and pause 2 minutes when I get an urge to eat when not hungry. Okay, that's two things. I'm gonna let you have those two things as long as you think it's doable. Annette says, when I want to eat right before bed, I turn my no BS timer that I got in the swag. It is a it's like an actual timer, you know, like with sand, an hourglass. I always think about Days of Our Lives, like sands through the hourglass. It's an hourglass, and so you can turn it over and the sand actually goes through. And wait until it is gone. About the time it is emptied, I find I really don't want the snack and I just go to bed or have moved on. Just break the pattern of eating at 9:30 at night. That's amazing. It's amazing, Annette, and you've got that tool, right? I mean, there's a reason we gave y'all one of those in a swag bag. Because we just have to put in time, you know, when it comes to urges, right? I need to get my taxes done, y'all. What's with these taxes? I have an accountant and he is worth every penny because I don't want to do that anymore. I used to do my own taxes. They were very simple, but when my husband and I got married, we hired an accountant, and it's a few hundred dollars a year, but it is worth every penny because my time is more valuable than that money I pay him. But you do have to fill out like the little document, right? Every year. I was actually thinking about this the other day. I was thinking maybe I would talk to y'all about this. And how long does that take? Right? And the other day, I didn't actually time myself, but y'all, I bet it was to gather everything together. And I'm usually pretty good about keeping everything together, but I know some of y'all need to gather things together. But how long does it take? And I would encourage you to actually time yourself this year to give yourself some concrete amount of time so that you can really, really get curious about, like, wow, I am putting this off and I am procrastinating on this. It reminds me of this girl I follow on Instagram. I can't remember her name. Some of y'all may know who she is, but she does this thing called How Long Does It Actually Take? She's pretty popular. And I think actually she's like gonna write a book or whatever. But she just goes around and does stuff and times herself and tells you how long it takes. She works with her friends and her family, and like she helps her family put up pictures on the walls and all these things that we've been procrastinating on. It's fascinating that like something that we've been putting off for years takes like, 47 minutes or something like that. So it's pretty powerful. Okay. That's my little spiel about the taxes. All right. Mental restriction. Yes, Lori said, just start noticing, okay? And that's kind of your good enough or not good enough. It feels not good enough, but when you start noticing mental restriction, for those of you all who don't know what that means, it's, I believe, lesson two or three from the course that we're going through this month about eating foods you love without losing control. Corinne goes through the three types of restriction, and mental restriction is us all the judgments that we put on food when we're eating it. So we can actually be like giving ourselves permission to eat the food and plan it, right, and eat it. But if we're still sitting while we're eating it and going, well, this isn't healthy for me. This isn't going to help me lose weight. This isn't like Kathleen was talking about with the chips. Like, but this isn't, it reminds me, I had a private client today talk about, she referred to her husband brought in some M&Ms for her son's birthday party and she called it junk. That's mental restriction. Calling food by names, junk or crap or whatever it is, right? No. Food is a collection of ingredients. M&Ms are sugar and chocolate and peanut butter or whatever, right? So if we keep calling this stuff junk, but then we keep eating it, it's like we're junk. And we live in a world with M&Ms, right? If we want to eat them, we can. But it's a lot harder to do when we're judging what we're eating. So, okay. Okay, more tax talk. Yep, Mary says she keeps a folder marked taxes and put my business expenses on a spreadsheet, and it is so worth it. I just have like a little file that I just put my receipts and all my paperwork and stuff in, so that it's all together for when I have to turn it in. So I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I'm kind of organized like that. All right, Miss Donna, let's see what you got. All right.
Wait.
There you are, but you're sideways.
Yes, I'll just change the angle.
Yeah.
Hi, Becky.
Can you turn it? Can you turn your
Oh,
can you
wait,
turn
I
it
was
around?
sideways as well.
There we go.
Okay, yes,
Okay.
better. Okay. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, hello, all the way from New Zealand. So this is
Yes,
just a
yes.
total coincidence. I was working from home today and saw the
Yes.
message pop up, but I only just joined, so I missed a
Okay.
lot. I came in partway through Kathleen's call.
Okay.
But which again made me actually stick my hand up because I was listening to a call of Kathleen being coached by Corinne back in November and thought, I need to do this. I've been in the program since 2020 and often the hours don't mix, so that gets in the way. But I've always had a bit of a block about having the courage to do this. And so here I am.
Here you are.
And
This call is definitely good. So, in terms of my history, I've been in here since 2020. I lost 20 pounds, gained 20 pounds, lost 20 pounds again. And my last weight loss was over a year ago, and I've been plateaued since. In terms of history, I came to this actually from the fat acceptance, health at every size, body acceptance movement, where I'd given up on dieting, thought, nope, sick of this, not doing this. And so I had certainly given myself permission to eat. I'd tried intuitive eating repeatedly, but could not wait for hunger, stop it enough, or not emotionally eat. So those have always been my Achilles heels, for a long time. And through the program, certainly have learned heaps, made lots of changes, but my problem is still, particularly around stress eating with work. So I'm a lawyer, so it's, like I have, and I've had a bit of a crisis of faith in the last year. And that I started to think that I might have early onset Alzheimer's or dementia, or that I was losing my brain capacity. And I actually had a full neurological assessment. And I do have some problems with concentration and with processing skills. And I've had breast cancer, chemotherapy, so it's potentially related to that. I am menopausal because of the chemotherapy. So I don't, and I am not allowed to have any estrogen or progesterone. So some of those hormones are probably a part of it as well. And so I have just started trying some ADHD drugs to see if they help with my focus and attention. But what I have been doing and have created certainly some quite big habits around, and is to sort of put myself in a situation where there are no distractions when I'm working, as I stay at work late at night, when everybody else has gone home, and then I have a bag of chips or a bag of lollies or something which is a treat, an incentive, a get me through, give me energy, keep me alert situation. And so that is definitely the reason I'm not losing weight. And I have tried monk meals. I have tried listening for my thoughts, and literally I can't hear any thoughts. There's literally no conversation going on with me. And I think I disconnect quite a lot in that, like I'm deliberately not, I don't talk badly to myself, and I stopped all that when I was doing the health at every size work beforehand. But I think there probably are some judgments and I don't hear them. And so I've got a really good accountability partner who's been helping me kind of see some of that. But nothing is working. Like I literally in that moment, I want to continue the behavior and not change and not make this. And I did personal coaching with Christy, and she talked about magic moments, about this is your magic moment, your opportunity to do something different. And I don't. I've done lots of work, like I was keeping track of how many times I stopped and slowed my breathing down, taking a break, doing all of those self-regulation skills. That didn't change anything. I did a long period of time of discovery worksheets. That didn't change anything. I plan and assess every day, but I can't find, and I know it's not motivation, I know it's a willingness, and I care about my health because I've had breast cancer. I care about, I exercise a lot. I love exercise, but I just can't make myself choose, or I can't seem to find what will take to actually just choose healthy food rather than the food that I'm choosing, because it is lollies, chocolate. I don't call it junk food, but
Okay,
but
well,
that's,
let's just, okay, so we're focusing in on this evening eating, right? This is kind of our, again,
work.
I talked earlier on in the call about low-hanging fruit, right? Like what's the kind of the thing that we need to zone in on that's doable or that's just, can make the biggest difference on
Yep,
your weight
this is
loss.
it.
Okay, well, I am glad that we are recording this call because what I heard you say earlier, and you can hear yourself. I want you to go back and listen to the recording when it comes out. You have your thoughts. You have your very clear story about why you eat these things at night when you're at the office working. Why? Tell me.
Because they keep me awake,
They keep me
they
awake.
reward me, they reward me, they encourage me to keep going, because otherwise I procrastinate,
Okay. So that's why you're eating these things.
Yes.
Right? I mean, so those are your thoughts, right? You are hearing your thoughts. I just want to point that out, that those are your thoughts. Those are your thoughts that lead you to eat these foods. This keeps me awake. This is my reward for doing this, for being here at night by myself, or whatever your story is, right, around the eating. So you tell me, does it actually do, does this food keep you awake?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So
It's very effective.
without it, you would be asleep at your desk.
Certainly I would get tired and I wouldn't be able to stay and keep going. Yeah, and I would make mistakes, like it would be,
Okay, so we don't, we currently don't have a solution here, because right now you're telling yourself the only way I can be successful working here at night is if I eat.
That's a very good point. Yes.
Right?
And potentially having healthy food, like, so I have toast and peanut butter, I have hot cross buns at the moment, I have frozen meals, I have,
I mean,
cereal,
are you
yogurt and
actually
fruit.
physically hungry when you're eating these things, or
No.
are you not?
No, I'm not usually, no.
Okay.
Sometimes, yes, but I
But you're
don't not eat those
overeating.
things, because I overeat those, so then the hunger's gone. So
So you are, yeah. So there is some overeating. So, I mean, you can absolutely, we want you to respond to your hunger, right? Whatever time of day it is. But again, we've got to, before any of that, we've got to kind of figure out, okay, what else can I do to help me stay awake? Or do I need to kind of figure out a different way to get this work done, where I'm not trying to stay awake with food, right? I mean, it's
And
you.
that's what I have been trying to do, is not have to work late, because
Okay.
then it happens less.
Yes.
And
Yes.
I've been trying, because I know, like, as part of a habit, but every time
Yeah.
I do have to go back in there, even if it's been a week since I've done it, the drawer is still there,
Well, and you
the
just have kind
behaviors.
of an association in your brain of,
Yes.
right, of, of working late and the eating. So it's definitely a habit. But let's
But it
just
is an
kind of.
emotional habit as well, because it is filling a need, help, like, I do have that attachment to it. So it's not like, oh, I just stop and I can do it. I don't think I could just stop it.
Well, what do you mean by need? What need is it meeting for
Well,
you?
I think it's got tied up in that I felt anxious about my ability and worried that I couldn't do my job. And so it has definitely been about a self-soothing sort of aspect of, like, by doing this, and it's so that, so there's that, there was anxiety that was there for a long time. The anxiety is going now because I've had this assessment,
Okay.
but it has identified that I do have this issue with concentration and short-term memory. So that's still, just floating around back here, knowing that I need some help to embed those things, to make sure I'm not making mistakes, to do a good job. And I have the typical, almost every woman suffers from it, the imposter syndrome of thinking, how the hell did I get here, and why do people trust me?
So sounds like some, definitely some, maybe some journaling opportunities there, or some, like just really kind of getting clear on, okay, what is this like when I'm working at night, right? I mean, working late, what is the story I'm telling myself about me doing this? Because what I see is, okay, you just have to, not even have to, right? You choose to go in some evenings to finish your work.
And I've tried journaling, and the journaling that I do is that actually the food that I eat causes sugar highs and lows, it causes slumps, so it's not actually providing good quality energy. It's not providing good brain food or brain, and I like I so I've done lots of that, and it's the action just all doesn't happen.
What about let's kind of explore something that's more doable where you have you tried just not bringing the food with you to the office?
I go out to the supermarket and get it. And there is, we changed office in August last year, and I thought this is really great because the supermarket's not just out the back door. So I, won't go. But, of course, you then find the next reason my car is parked in a place that I don't want to go to when it gets dark. So at some point during that evening, I have to go out and move my car. And that, and it has to be after 5 o'clock when everybody's gone because I need to use somebody else's park that is closer. And as soon as I do that, I'm in the car and I'm starting up the car and I just drive to the supermarket. And so I don't bring it to work to eat. I don't, it's going out and getting it. But it's easy because I am already, I have to, I need to move my car and I can't do it earlier in the day when I'm less vulnerable. I have to do it at that time, of the night. And that's as soon as I'm there, then that's there. Yeah, that's where it happens. Yeah.
Have you had a time when you didn't eat? Have you had an evening where you were working and you didn't
So
eat?
definitely the 2 times I was losing weight, one of the things that I did get to when I was doing the coaching with Christy is like instead of eating a bag of chips, I would have half a bag of chips and then I'd put the balance back so I would reduce what I was eating. And I of yeah, and obviously those 2 times when I was losing weight, I was clearly eating less and doing much better at this. And the accountability with the coaching with Christy obviously was one part of it. And the newness of the program and the excitement and the weight loss was another part of it. So, those 2 things did work, but sustainably I sort of couldn't keep affording to doing that. And I had plateaued even in that process.
But I think we're getting closer to kind of figuring out what is doable for you, where it is dialing back, right, the amount, not just
Cutting
snatching
it
it
out.
away, because that never works, right? It is really like, okay, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing in terms of going to get it, but then I'm going to, make it maybe like I leave part of it in the car and I take a smaller amount with me, right? And then you celebrate the heck out of eating less, right? This is how we just, slowly reduce. And you have other ways of being accountable outside of private coaching. You could do an Ask Coaches thread and you could say, hey, I am working on reducing my eating when I'm working at night. I'm going to just keep posting in here and letting y'all know how it goes every time, right? And then we can support you through that. Or, you can do a post in the Facebook group, right? Something like that, where there is this accountability. But I think for you, what's doable, kind of what's the lowest hanging fruit, right? The, you know, what's doable for you is to start reducing and really ultimately proving to yourself that you can work, because this food is, it's, do you believe that it's really, really helping you stay awake and it's keeping you awake? Because I mean, you said yes, but then you said you did some journaling and it's like, no.
It's a crutch,
Well,
definitely.
and it's just it's a story that, that's really wanting to hang on,
It
right?
is.
About like, I need this to
And I think,
function.
and I'm wanting to hang on to it because, like it seems that I don't want to let it go. Because I, yeah, and I, and that I guess is the judgment of myself. I've had all of this time to not, like chocolates are not an occasional food or a treat food. They're an everyday food for me. Like I genuinely don't restrict them in any way. Like it's not like these are the forbidden foods that I, if I want these things, I buy them for my own. I have them, and I
So
plan.
you do, you have inside of you, right, this healthy relationship with these foods, but I think
Go
just
away.
this, or can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yep, I can now. Sorry.
So you have that, you know, you have that history, right? That past of having this relationship with these foods that you want, which is, you know, which is great news. That means it's in you and it's available to you again. But it's just, you know, with this, you know, this health stuff that has come up, right? It comes back to safety. Like you don't, you know, you've kind of been shaken a little bit, right? You've kind of been just, you know, like you know that there's kind of something going on here and something's changing, or just, you know, you've had some changes in your body and in your mind, and that can just feel scary and can feel unsafe. And that's a lot of times we cope with that stuff with food. And so the key for you right now is, I mean, totally kind of these doable actions to practice, but is also so much compassion and understanding for yourself and where you are, you know, and just what's going on with you. And really, really practice, you know, less judgment, more compassion, more understanding, more love for yourself, because yes, I mean, all of our bodies change, right? As we age, and our, you know, including our minds. And how can we soften things a little bit with ourselves as these changes start to happen? You know, because we eat when we're scared. We eat when we don't know what's going on, or we're confused, or we're just, you know, uncertain about things. So I think that's part of this too. What do you think?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. It's been my coping
Yeah.
mechanism through
Yeah.
any number of things, you
Yeah.
know, that
But you want to
it's
think now about what are you coping, you know,
Yeah.
why are you needing to cope,
Cope.
right?
Yeah.
What is, you know, what are we, what's, you know, yeah, why are we needing to cope, right? What are we needing comfort or, you know, relief from,
Yeah, and
right? A
that's
lot of times
oh,
it's this story about our lives. Go ahead.
yeah, a high stress job.
Yeah.
You know, previously it was sharing a high stress job with parenting, financial difficulties,
Yeah.
which have now
Yeah.
sort of resolved themselves. But now it's like heading down the tube of, you know, heading towards retirement and how much money am I going to have for
Okay.
retirement? How secure is my
Okay.
retirement going to be?
Okay.
So you just, you know, changing live, you just change the,
Yes. Yes.
there's
And
always
life is
something.
always happening, right? Life is always moving. And so that's why this compassion and understanding and softness and just really figuring out, okay, what is the story I'm telling myself about my life that I need to look at, right? That, I mean, do I need to figure out some financial stuff? Do I need to kind of get some, you know, get some answers there, get some facts there,
Well,
that
certainly
maybe I've
spending a
been
bit less
avoiding.
money on chocolate and chips and lollies would do
Well,
it good for my financial.
there we go. But well, I mean, if that helps you, right? You know, you could save some money too, but yeah, it's usually, you know, it's again this story about our lives, right? Worries and things that we're just avoiding and not wanting to look at. That's kind of these root causes that we're talking
Yeah.
about, right?
And I think it's interesting because you did give me some warning and I was writing down some notes,
Yeah.
and that part of, you know, my health at every size, you know, body positivity, that is a big, and it's a big part of my story that I probably am still hanging on to, because I felt it was really important to tell you that. And that's a
Okay.
really interesting thing about having a few minutes to think about what I wanted to talk about
Okay.
and what I put down, because that
Okay.
is, yeah, that is, yeah. And maybe I do need
Yeah.
to rewrite my story.
Yes. Yes, like, I mean, you know, why do you want to, you know, lose more weight, or, you know, and how is it okay, right? How is it okay to, or just how is it okay to want, you know, have wanted something in the past and want something different now, right? It's all about making whatever we're wanting or just whatever we're going through okay and safe and right for us. Okay. So any of that stuff that you want to bring to Ask Coaches, I mean, we're here
Coaches.
for
Yeah,
it.
that's
Okay.
yes. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All
Thank
right. So
you.
you think you got a kind of a good way to move forward.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it
Okay.
does help. Yeah.
All right. Well,
Thank
I'm
you,
so glad
Betsy.
you were able to get on, and I
So am
definitely want
I.
you to listen again, right? Listen
Yes,
to the
yeah, I
replay
will.
too. Okay. All
Thanks,
right. See
Betsy.
ya. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. I'm a little bit over time, but that's okay. That's okay. I want to finish things out here. So, and I want to see if there's anything in the chat that I want to address. So, let's see. Do, do, do. Helen says, over the past year, I've been curious and watching my weight vary up, down 10 pounds, then up, then down. I also figured out on the days when I get my water in, my weight is down. When it is less than 24, I'm up. I wonder why, when I have this data, am I not consistent with water? I'm weighing daily in order to take away the shitty thoughts. I've done it for a year now, and now it's a number. That's all. It's not good, it's bad, it is. So I wonder why, when I have this data, am I not consistent with water? So I want you to think about that. I want you to kind of, is it maybe like it feels like it's not good enough? Like it's sh I should be doing more than just focusing on my water. You know, like that's often, but just take your best guess and then bring it on over to Ask Coaches, or just say like, I really want y'all to help me kind of figure out maybe why I'm not consistent with my water, right? Like, and what I want you to notice also in during this, you know, as you reach out too, is I want you just to start noticing when you think about drinking water every day, what comes up for you? What do you tell yourself? What do you think about? And a lot of times it's a pretty quiet voice, but a lot of times it's like, oh, we'll just do it later, or oh, we're not going to get it all in anyway today, so let's just not worry about it. You know, start listening to these excuses. Okay. That's what I encourage you to do. And then just reach out. So, all right. T -t 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 taxes, taxes. And Kate had a great idea. How about keeping some paper at your desk, and every time you get an urge, write down what you are feeling. So, I mean, y'all, I'm all about a blank sheet of paper at your desk and just writing down anything that pops in your head, anything that comes up. That is how you get to know your thoughts, and how you get to practice hearing your thoughts. Because y'all, the thoughts are there, but we're just not noticing them. But when we start to write them down, we start to notice them more and more. So that's definitely a good little tip. Okay. All right, y'all. So that is what I've got for y'all this month and this mid-month. Y'all, we've got 2 weeks plus with in March. And so we have got time to make progress this month. And I want you all to think about your low-hanging fruit. Okay. What's that one juicy orange you can pick for this month and really, really make some progress? Okay. So that's what I got for y'all. And it's been so fun to do this. I don't usually do calls on Monday evenings, so it's just fun to kind of hop on here and get on here with you all this month. I'll be doing the binge call, my monthly binge call, I believe next week, next Tuesday. So check that out. And y'all have a great rest of your evening and a great week. Okay. All right. Take care. See ya. Bye-bye.